Over 40 in Vancouver, episode 93, I think.
Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Yeah, more Pluribus. Why not? Pluribus, two more episodes since we last talked about it. What do you think, Dale?
The cadence of the show has changed. I love the energy of the first two episodes. I love the questions coming up the first two episodes. The next two episodes have kind of shifted the focus a little bit, and they're not as high energy, and I did not find them as interesting. I'm still completely, entirely hooked.
But perhaps they're setting the stage.
Some wonderful scenes, really funny scenes. But yeah, I think they are definitely now planting some seeds and slowing down, and there is a plot arc happening, and I'm just kind of taking it on faith that it's going to get more interesting again.
Well, and some people would say, well, they're setting the stage. So you got that guy who was doing the frequencies. I don't know what that was about.
Oh, that's the only other person who was not affected by the virus that isn't into the hive.
Well, what was he doing with the frequencies?
He was listening to the radio, I guess, looking for other people, but not her, because he talked to her and hung up. I think he knows about her. Like, clearly, she's not part of the hive mind, but he has no other idea.
Oh, wait a second. It is using the right microphone. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I love that pink outfit.
Thank you.
Beautiful, yeah. Awesome. Great color.
Have a good Sunday. Guys. You too. Yeah. Thanks. I'm not sure. It said iPhone microphone there for a second. I'm wondering if he, he agreed to for the reunion of all the people. So why did he agree to that?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he wasn't at the reunion.
No, he's the one she called up from the airplane.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
because they the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's living in that storage facility, refusing food. Living off of what he can find.
Right. So I'm wondering if I would just love to follow their two arcs. And I feel like this is how many episodes have we had? Four?
This is four.
I feel like we may not have just two arcs. We may have more. I'm not really interested in flashbacks. I mean, I know people use that as a technique. But I would love to, future episodes, I'm not Mr. Gilligan, so I probably got this completely wrong. I'd love to explore his timeline in his language, no English, her timeline, but, you know, and not flashing back. Like, we've had a lot of, in a series, you always have, you know, episode one happens on a certain date, episode two happens on another date. Right, you never know the elapsed time. I'd love to know some of that elapsed time. Like, in the latest episode, she has that board. Well, how did she come up with that board? Or was that the previous? Was that it? The ultimate episode.
It was one of the two. I think it was the most recent. But she,
the board with the questions.
Well, she's a writer. Like, they started off with her Waikaro series, and she obviously had a bunch of boards for doing her thinking on for her writing. Like, she moves the Waikaro board and slides it over to get to the other board where she starts mapping out questions about the hive.
Right. Okay. So he's got the frequencies. She's got the board. She's got truth serum.
Those were actual ham radio frequencies he was using too.
Yes, I figured they were authentic. She's got... So those are worldwide ham radio frequencies.
Yeah. Which is why, since they're amateur radio, that means that if any other ham was alive, potentially he could be broadcasting. So he was just stepping up the frequencies, listening for 3 minutes to see if anybody was like, I'm here. Yeah.
But it's just 3 minutes. What if he doesn't catch them? Is he cycling?
That's the problem.
That was one of my questions.
That is the problem.
My question about her is, how does she know truth serum would work?
I don't know that she exactly did, but it was something to try.
Because she knows they're surveilling her, so she uses the internet, right? I'm surprised she doesn't get paranoid. I think there's a camera inside her home, but she's spying on her.
She discovered that they're, like, absolutely, utterly honest.
Right. So she tells them not to snoop, they won't snoop.
And if she asks them, if they're evasive, it probably means yes. Yeah. Or they'll just outright say yes or no.
See, it feels like a Star Trek Next Generation episode where, like, it should be resolved quickly. Or it could be resolved in a couple of episodes.
I mean, maybe. He did set it up in a particular way.
Yeah, and I feel like there's complexity here that, of course, I'm simplifying, as always. Oversimplifying, no. As always. But, and we don't know what it is, because we've only had four episodes? Or was it five?
No, but, I mean, this plot only works because the hive mind is so nice and doesn't want to do harm.
Right.
Because if they didn't care about doing harm, they would just throw her in jail.
Yeah.
But since they can't, that opens up the storyline so that she can do what she's doing to explore and potentially thwart them, even though they are completely and totally in charge and could crush her like a bug in a second.
I've read at least 200 science fiction novels, at least. And you've read probably the same number, at least. Have you ever encountered a device or an alien race like this?
Not exactly like this. That's part of the appeal.
Anything
to
close?
This. A few storylines close. But not with this kind of setup.
Who's the guy who translated the three-body problem? Ken Liu?
Yeah.
He has a nonfiction short story about the aliens will be totally not what we expected.
He's a good author.
It will not be predicted by science fiction. So, Mr. Gilligan, thank you for predicting this. This means the true aliens won't be like this.
Just an aside, he wrote a story that almost made me cry. I was so close to crying.
Which one is that?
Magic Paper Animals.
Right.
I don't know what it was called.
It's about magic paper animals?
It's about culture and his relationship with his mother, or a relationship with like a familial...
maternal figure.
And accepting your culture or not, kind of.
Yeah. Yes. For those who are living in angst, accept your culture, whatever it may be. The hardest part might be figuring out what your culture is. That's the hardest part, I think, actually, because labels are easy. The reality is different.
And then, yes.
So what do you think is going to happen? I don't know. I feel like
they
got
two
seasons, so what are they going to do? 2 times 10? It's going to be too long. That's 20 episodes. Too long.
I mean,
I would have just loved this wrapped up in 10 episodes.
It depends.
Done.
It depends on the story. I mean, they could wrap up this arc, but create a new arc to go on. I agree. This particular arc for another whatever is 14 would be probably too much.
Well, we still haven't explored is he Spanish speaking?
The Spanish fellow from South America, yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, clearly, I cannot see them bringing him into the story this way unless they are going to meet up.
Right.
So.
Yes.
I'm fairly positive that they are going to meet up somehow. So how that happens, especially since he's not dealing with them, we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
And clearly now they've planted the foreshadowing for she has a way to defeat them.
Yes. So, if that will work.
Well, and that's where we still get
into.
Tell
me how to reverse this. That's the cliffhanger.
And
right?
Can she find out? And is it 100% or is it just a possibility? And yeah.
Right.
And clearly she also has found the limit of what they will give her. Mm-hmm. I mean, they gave her a freaking hand grenade and they didn't say no to giving her a nuclear bomb.
Or heroin.
And they gave her heroin. So they will do all of that, but they won't tell her how to defeat the hive mind, like they have the...
Well, would they allow her to nuke all 1 billion or 2 billion left? Like, they wouldn't allow that.
No, I don't think they would allow...
They wouldn't give her a nuclear, you know... Like
they wouldn't allow her to...
400 ICBMs and fire them at the remaining humans except for her.
They
except for Albuquerque.
They would not allow her to kill a bunch of people.
Yes.
But I actually think they would let her set it off someplace.
Yes.
Because they were going to let that fellow from... that spoke French.
Oh, the guy, the African Parisian dude.
They were going to let him like kill animals. Like they would not kill animals for him.
Yeah.
But he could slaughter an animal.
That guy to come back. I thought he was super hilarious.
He was hilarious.
Because he's playing both sides of the street.
Yes.
But I feel like he's played that his whole life. That's what I feel like. He's been doing that his whole life. So this is just something new.
He's also very much actually in the moment, which I kind of liked about him. It's like, this is my reality.
Yeah.
I'm just going with
the
reality.
That's part of playing all the sides. You're in the reality of the sides. So I'm wondering if it won't be like a Vichy France situation, will it? Where once she reverses everything, these people will suffer Nuremberg trials or whatever.
I don't know.
It's not going to be anything like that. I don't think we're going to see anything like that.
I would be surprised,
but
actually.
Mr. Gilligan, just please surprise us. I would love to just have that dude for half an episode.
The other thing I miss about
him,
the first two episodes.
In South America.
The playing out of the sequences, the cinematography, like the whole scene going on through the rearview mirror and the scene where she...
Which I still think is a common zombie trope.
Where
she sees the zombies in the rearview mirror.
Sure, but it was still well done.
Of course.
I don't care
He's an amazing cinematographer.
But also the scene where she flies the airplane back. Like, those two scenes were just like, I ate them up. And
Are you watching it on?
These last two episodes... Oh, just my regular 55-inch TV.
Okay.
But we haven't had any of those amazing scenes in
the last two. You blew the budget for the first two.
Probably.
All right. Well, I think we've pontificated enough. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, Jules.